Se consegues pensar bem, é que precisas de porra, se não tiveres mesmo os Daniel Shane, vai ser show falta. Ok, so today's share is about, it's a little bit simple, we say that you're davening with 10 people, but the 10 people have to be people who did not yada. Right? So you can have, even if you have six palim, there's a difference between when all 10 are now davening, in contrast to where some of them already davened, they're mashlim via Sarah, but it would then be a difference of pi halacha if you didn't have all some of them. We discussed this the other day, but if you don't have all 10, one down being mispala. So the difference between davening with six that didn't daven and four that did is contrast to 10 people who didn't daven. Is there a chiluk, Medina? So let's look in the Rambam on page one, Perek Ches HaLachadal. Kate said he tefilas hatzibur. Ye echad mispala b'kol ram. Bakol Shomim, as Tzibor, the Shlich Tzibor is davening for everybody, and everyone else is listening. But the idea of a chazan being motzi, the people, is Ein Osim came for pachas me'asar gedolim u'bnei charen. You need 10 people, the Shlich Tzibor achad mehem. But say some of the people already davened. So then, that's okay. So the idea of shliach tzibur, like Rav Shechter, I think, says often from Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a regular din of shomer ke'ona. Shomer ke'ona, you can have one person make kiddush and three people listening to kiddush. But here we want a scenario. We don't just have two people. One person is saying the Shmoneh Esrei, and one other person is listening. It's in the context of a Tzibur, of the Shlich Tzibur saying it, and then so if he's a cantor of Shlich Tzibur, he can be motzi. But if it's a one-on-one thing, they're going to say Shmoneh Esrei for someone else, even though the other person's going to listen. So that we don't do, and even this we only do if the person who doesn't know how to daven, if he knows how to daven, then he should daven himself.
Is dafka by brachos, Shemaya Kronia, or anything else?
No, you make what
Or
you
it also
say
works by Megillah.
by other things also, right? Kiddush.
Kiddush.
Kiddush. But
Works by just about everything except dafka.
yeah, I mean, there's a discussion about Kriya Shema as a discussion. But davening, we want to have a shlich tzibur. And a shlich tzibur means that there's 10 people there. And six people, at least six people, did not daven yet. So that would be the
To repeat that.
to listen to Shmon, to listen to Shmon Esrei to be Yotze. Because a regular Shomei Kona doesn't need 10 people, and it doesn't need I make Kiddush for one person. Three people, 10 people, not 10, you don't need 10. But he says, it's tefilas hatzibur is when you have a tzibur. And having a tzibur means to have 10 people. Not only 10 people, but to have at least six of them that didn't daven yet. And then you have a concept of tefilas hatzibur that you can be motzi the Enobaki. That's the Rambam. So the question is, and what about, but is there...
Sorry, where does the six come from? The
Shir
six?
The Shir six is Rav. Oh. Ruvo Kekulo. So we have Rav, and Rav of 10 is 10. Now, the
how do we know that that Rav is operative here?
Okay, so Dr. Einstein is asking good questions. So therefore, he's going to force me to look at the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. There's a bavusta tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, Shabbat on page 16 and page 17. So the Chasam Sofer has an important tshuva regarding Rubo Kekulo. When do you say Rubo Kekulo? Does anyone say a Pesach you have to eat a kezayis? So if I eat rov of kezayis, that's good enough? Well, no, I have to eat a kezayis. When do we say rov is good, and when don't we say rov is good? That is the famous tshuva, this famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. So, you see, in the new tshuva's Chasam Sofer, they did a lot of toivos for the Jews. They made clear printing. But besides that, he broke it up into paragraphs with, and he labels the paragraphs. So that's good for this generation. That people can't, like Mr. Beagleizer once said, people don't want to buy stuff that's just long-winded and don't have it broken up into, you know, sections. So I'm going to Shlomo Kluger be brought, actually, Zach.
Who did this?
This Sari guy? Well, Biton is the Mishtadel. I assume he has a whole team of people, you know, working. You know, this is, I don't think this is something that one person could do on his own. But it's they do it for many Sfarim, you know, they have nice printing and the
many Sfarim of the Chasam Sofer or
Chasam Sofer and in general. Both. With different machones and different things. Yeah. So he says Rav Shlomo Kluger asked me, Zek Mo Yerach Yomim, Adam and Falpal Shas, the Pasuk Kulo l'shirim demra, ha'ava shirim v'chatzitzim chitzin aloch l'mosh m'sina. So, what's my kusha? Ha'ava aloch l'mosh m'sina, I mean b'shirim rubu kulo. Asi aloch l'mosh m'sina, d'lo minan shirim rubu kulo. For example, ha'tovel b'mem saw achasek kortov. Because if you have a mikvah, it's supposed to be mem saw, but it's missing a little bit of the mem saw. So, also lo tefila. It's not a good, that's a psul d'oraisa, because you don't have a shir mikvah. Ochel kezayis pachas kol shehu, einu lokin, einu yotzei dechavos mitzvah. Right?
Rov revias is good.
Oh, so why is rov revias good? Why is Rov Kezayis not good? And Rov Revius is good. That's what the Chasam Sofer is going to try to understand. If you need for Shear, you need the whole Shear, and in Revius, you should need the whole Revius.
Maybe I was thinking that it's individual pieces, but because that's not necessarily the case.
So what
liquid,
saying?
You could never have an individual piece. You know, it's always one entity which you divide up, I think, right? Whereas something that's solid, you could have, you know, you need all of them.
Yeah, but
there's something like that. You can't can't just use two of those eggs.
So why is it?
But the liquid is not like you got three liquids. It's one container, and so it's mostly good. No.
Well, Rotavirus for Fidelicosis we're talking about, or?
Yeah, Dalicosis, say.
Kiddush.
Kiddush.
You need a Rotavirus?
So let's see. So what is... So he says, a shear, you don't say rubel kukula. If you need a kazayas, you don't say rubel kukula. If you need a mikvah of 40 saw, you don't say rubel kukula. So what's the pshat? So, but sometimes you do say rubel kukula. If you shecht an animal, rov simon is good enough.
We're looking for some clout.
Right, exactly. We're looking for a cloud. Oh. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a cloud to understand. You see, Lufia Nez Daiti, Loshayach Rubo Kukulo, Ela Mito. So that's his biggest thing. And then you can have Rubo Mitoku. See, I only have Rov Kizais. So that's a Rov. The Rov has to come from a Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin is a certain amount of people. You have a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. Ayin Aleph. But they all have to be there. All 23 people have to be there. And then you can have a Rov, 13 out of 10. 13 versus 10. But you have to have the Chol of Gimel. And then, the way this Mefarshim explained, is when the Rov Paskins, the 13 Paskin a certain way, we say the whole Sanhedrin is Paskining now. Because Rubo Kukulo. It's not shot that the Psak is coming now only from 13 people. But if there would only be 13 people there, of the Besdin, and no one else is there, and they all say the same thing, or you want to say 12 to 1, so even if the other people would be there, it wouldn't make a difference, it doesn't matter. You need the misgeret of
1.55 ounces, right? It's not enough for kiddush.
So you,
but if you've got 3.1 ounces of rum nut, and you drink 1.55 of it, then you're good.
Right, exactly. But the question is, why don't you say the same thing by a kazayas? That if I have and I eat rove of a kazayas, why isn't that good?
Kiddush, you would be the kadesh hayom over the whole 3.1 ounce, and then you drank 1.5. But motzi, the ikar mitzvah is not being mekadosh the yom. Rather, motzi the mitzvah is achila of the proper shear. You can't do that just by having
we're getting there. Let's see what he says. So Sanhedrin is where you learn row from. Where we learn row from? Acharei Rabin Latos. The beginning of Yalfina, the beginning of Rubo, we talk Chakol. Of Lo Nizvadu, Rav Sanhedrin. The whole 20 didn't come. Only 20 people showed up. And they take a vote. And even if the vote is winning, even if the three people... Yeah, so even if the other three people would have been here, it wouldn't make a difference. And most of voting... The other way, it'll be 19 to 4, but it's no good because you need the mishkeret of kulo. And then you can say rubo mitoch kulo. Aval kulo befaneinu kigod yud. Oh, for a minion. You need 10 people for a minion, right? And you don't say, well, 6 people is good enough. Well, you need 6 people come to the shul, that's good enough. No, you need the whole. the whole 10. Now then you can have some people who already davened. And you would have an Eidah Dovah Kedusha. Im Zayin Mem Lo Shomu Kaddish Baruch Hu Nimsha Chamiyot Acharof. Okay, that's a question with the Zayin, which is Vav or whatever, but Avon Rach Nizvadu Zayin. But if you only seven people showed up to shul, lo aminin davar shebekedusha. Right, it's Arba Zeh Harav Amiri. Chenetzibu Rosh Shechotu, maybe Amit Imohem Par Behorov. But then he says, V'chein li'in yitum of Atara Basis Pas, Chiyas Shemiyot Simonim, Nigror Basarov, Nofik Etera. V'lechol Pachos Mikashir, but if you can eat pachas mishir, lipol b'pachas mishir, lay merubu kachul lo shamanu. In Ochanami, yisachan mem sov, merubu kasher, miyuto shuvim, nimshach acharof. In other words, you always need 40. Now, if all 40 doesn't have to have my make shuvim, it could be part of it, could be shuvim. That's complicated. What's the raisa, what's the rabbanim? We're not going to go into all the details. But you have to have 40. Not necessarily 40 for a kasher. 9.9999 chasak kartov in a tovel. So, but what's the din? You see, by the way some explain, I think Rav Shechter explained, is that, yeah, that you need, there was a kos, the shear of yis is a shear in the kos. That's a shear kos. You have to have a kos. So a revis of mashke is a sheer kos. So then you can have rov mitoch kulo. But kezayis, you don't have to have a kezayis from a kos. You have to have a kezayis. So even if you would have a matzah that's so big, that's much more than a kezayis, when you eat the matzah, that's not considered eating it mitoch kulo. Because the fact that the rest of the matzah is there is irrelevant. But by
why is it irrelevant here and relevant by kiddush?
Right. Because kiddush, you need a kiddush ala kos. Ala kos doesn't just mean to have the physical kos.
Isn't that what I was
saying? Yeah, before? I think that's what, yeah. So that's the form. You need rubo mitoch kulo. And kulo is the shear of a kos. But by matzah, you have to have a kezayis. But if you don't have to eat mitoch kezayis.
You say eat kezayis, not mitoch kezayis.
Right. So even though you happen to, in those luitzor, you would have little pieces of matzah broken up into little pieces. Okay, we have a question of Lecha Mishnah or whatever, but you would still be Yotze because you're eating a kezayis. You don't have to eat mitoch kezayis. So that's his yisod.
Okay, all well and good, but where does he get this from? You know, is this based on a gemara or something like that? Achronim don't just pull things out of thin air.
Yeah. Well, he's just explaining.
Vara in what?
That it's got to be in words, we know the conclusions. We know the conclusions. We know we say Rove here, you don't say Rove here. So then he's just based on the conclusions, working backwards. So what's the explanation? What's the commonality?
But how do we know these conclusions?
Well, I guess he's
based on individual gemaras in each case.
In other words, we know all the gemaras of all the halachas that we know. Now, what's the clause?
So that's the data. He goes backwards.
Right.
Try to come up with an overarching clause
based on the
for
data.
Which pieces of data fit that clause?
Right. Exactly. Right.
And that doesn't that seem like the kind of question which Tosfos would ask? You know, where you have Aaron Steerers between Gemaras, it's strange that it left with the Tam Sofer too.
Right.
It's not only it's different after the spas, it's waiting on a different things.
Oh. So now the question.
What?
Is the din of Rubo Kulo din Lechatchila or is it a din B'diyev? So Rav Shecht always likes to quote this Gemara on page 2 of Zayin and Menal.
That would be B'diyev, right? Otherwise, the Gemara would have just said, Rubo B'diyev.
Well, you could say
the Gemara wants you to drink a
Rubo. B'diyev, but you could say Rubo Kulo. The Mishnah says on page 2 of Zayinim HaShochet Echad Ba'Ofu Shnayim B'Behema. So by Oof is one simon and two simon of B'Behema. It's kosher. Rubo shall Echad Kamo and Rove is good enough. So the Gemara has a kasha HaShochet means you did it already. Did you ever HaShochet? The evidence of Chachil Lo, so the Gemara says, Shnayim v'behema v'chachil Lo. I mean, well, what's been the evidence by Shnayim v'behema? How much do you want him to b'shech? There's only Shnayim for him. He might say me'echad ba'of, so it's going, the evidence is going on the echad ba'of. So when it says echad ba'of, maybe that's only the evidence. Really, you should. You should check both. If I say Maruba Shal Echad Kamo, or maybe the Lash of B'diev is going on the fact that Rove is good enough. Maybe that's only the B'diev. Rav Shechta says, we see from this Gemara, it's a. The Maestro, what that Rav Goodman said to me, he thought that in Halacha, Rove Rubo Kolo is Lechad Chila, because it's basically two opinions in the. Two opinions in the Gemara. Oh.
Seems strange, doesn't it, Justin?
What do you mean? Tell me. Tell
whenever Gemara is saying a shear, it doesn't really mean that shear. It means Rove of that.
Well, again, only when there's a did of Rubo Kukula.
Right.
Kazayas doesn't mean Rove of Kazayas.
But Revius really only means Rove of Revius.
Right, because Revius. Is a din of in the coast. Coast is revius, so you could have rov revius, but you can't have rov kazayis. Oh, so what about minyan? Minyan, that's a big thing. Minyan. So Baruch Hashem, we have hopefully six mespalim here. That's six who's not being mespalim, and we have 10 people here. Baruch Hashem. So, but say you don't have 10 mespalim, is that still tefillah b'tzibur?
They have six and seven. Six who have davened and seven who have davened. You don't have Robin.
No, because the seven who davened, you don't need those other three.
But they're still there for the minion. No, they don't count.
If six who didn't daven and seven who already davened, we only care about the four. Of because we need them to be mashma the minion. The other people are extraneous. Oh, so there's a so the look at the Chai Adam says on page 4. Arotza shetchubal tefilosa. If you want your tefillah to be accepted, yidaktik lispal imat tzibur dafka. You should daven with the tzibur. Hashem, and that's the pasuk we quote the Gemara in Brachas. I quote that pasuk. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not moes the tefillah of the tzibur. See, base rotzel. Eba say base rotzel. B'shash ha tzibur mispalim. The whole yud nikru rabim. V'ikar tefillah b'tzibur. What's tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillos shmonesra yud ches. And he defines it, Hainu, Sheispalo Asara Anoshim Shehem Gedolim Biyachet. 10 people davening together. So that's the Chayyadim seems to say. 10 people. And then you have two Gedolim who hammered this point home. The Yad Eliyahu and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Page 7. The Yad Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu, Regoilo, the Rav of Kalish. Page 7. Tzimuf Tvila B'tzima at the bottom. Sheyesh Shiva Anoshim Shalos Palu Ushlos Palu. You have seven people that didn't daven. Seven that didn't daven, and three davened already. Ef shol kaim rach mitzvah kaddish baruch hu kedusha. Aval ein ze ola l'tfila b'tzibur ki mishispalu asar anoshim biyachad. Shein mikra tfila tzibur ki im basar mamish. V'ze borer b'li sofer. That's the Yad Eliyahu. And Rav Moshe has. Why even a 7-3 is not Tfilah B'Tzibur. In other words, you could say Kaddish, you could say Kedusha, but you don't get credit for Tfilah B'Tzibur.
This criteria is only with the deal
with the Minyan, only with Tfilah. Let's say you need a Minyan from the Marriage. You need a Minyan for Berkah Sayers. For the soul. You need 10 people.
There's like a separate criteria.
Yeah,
10, but also you need
10 men.
That's
what I mean. Boyer, we learned from Boyer. We just, Megillus Rus. They took 10 people. They had the chasa. The Boyer's Rus.
But
with Tila,
the
Minion
is not
an
Aki, right?
That's a confusion. The Suin. So that might be. So you need 10 people for the soul.
But only by feeling, you know, you need 10 men.
But you, in other words, different. You want, yeah. In other words, so someone to say Kaddish, you just need 10 people. But some to get to the mile of Tfilah B'Tzibur, according to, we didn't see Rambam, according to the simple reading maybe of the Chayyadim and the Yad Eliyahu, and the Rav Moshe here on page 18. Has El touching the base, the early tshuvas. I think this is the real tshuvas were the ones he wrote in Europe. Those were the best tshuvas. Those were the best. Luban, Tafresh, Sadi, something, you know.
Why is this the best?
Could be like Rabbi Willick said, you know, Rav Moshe had house arrest with the kufas that he couldn't. So he had, you know,
so from a scholarly point of view, like they're the most alumnus?
Yeah, they're the most, I mean, they're good ones from America too. It's not like in America he wasn't writing good shuvas either. But the things he said in Europe,
Europe, he didn't know he was the Gaon Hador. So he had, and the belt left him alone.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
like the local people.
So he writes here on page 18. He named Bidvar Malas Tfilah B'Tzibur Shishama Shamaki. There's a lot of times that he has a tshuva like this. You heard that I said the following, and you have a kasha, so now I'm going to support what the thing you heard in my name. He says, Darsh Malas Tfilah B'Tzibur Shishama Shamaki Shudapka Shekola Asarbis Pavlin Losagi Brav Minyan. Who MS? It's true. That's the first thing. I didn't say it. That you need 10. It's not enough growth. He can feel see with feel you tres. Masharuska Sasaki Brod Minion Rakhli Lomagdovish Bedusha. Batam Pasha, the Loshaikh Indian Rove, Rubo Kukula Al Shiurm, Al Shiurm Av Mashu Ma'akir. So he wants to say it's a din of Shir. And Mispalim. So that's what you need, 10. Just like you don't say Kazayas, you don't say Rav Kazayas. So too, you don't say the school help when they give here about the amount of people he needs for the minyan. So this is Rav Moshe. Now, others disagree with Rav Moshe and Yad Eliyahu. And they say, yeah, you still daven. You still say Baruch Hu and Kaddish Kedusha and everything, but with six, seven, six,
less than six is
not. So that's another thing, but you won't get sealed with Tzibur. But others say that that's not the pshat in the Chayyadim, and. First of all, this Chayyadim I zirach from is the base Baruch Chayyadim. Who's that? Binyamin Zilber.
Binyamin Atzalik.
Binyamin Atzalik, yes.
Oz Dibru.
I once met him once. I once knocked on Moshe Sternbach's door in Harnof. And yeah. And Binyamin Zilber lived in Bnei Brak. So all of a sudden, I knock on the door, and Rabbi Yamin Zilber opens the door. I thought it was Rabbi Sternbach lives there. I said, no, Rabbi Sternbach, he went to South Africa for Elul, and I'm here in the Yerushalayim for Elul. And my father was with me, he spoke a little bit.
I was there.
Yeah. So he says that he thinks it's not correct. He thinks that the rove is enough. Page 4. Because there's a lot of people, based on the Chayyadim, which says 10, want to say what Rav Moshe said and what the Yad Eliyahu said, and he thinks it's not correct. He doesn't think that that's what they meant. So what do they mean? So take a look in the Sefer Betzel HaChokhma, page 10. Who is Betzel HaChokhma? Well, Betzel Stern, who was the brother of the Deber Tzina, who was the Rav in Australia. Rav Moshe Feinstein held, Rabbi Neuberger likes to tell over a story that, We used to go to Australia. YU had was called Counterpoint. It was a Kirov thing they had in Australia. You went? No. Counterpoint. So, yes, Rav Moshe, we go to Counterpoint. So, what's the Shiloh? What should we do with the date line? You know, the Shiloh.
Is it during Sphere?
No, because still you have to know date lines for shops.
Now, look at the where the mango.
This really is not much of a
shot. Australia, if you real okay, it's
a shot. You're like the Bala Mahor. You know, yeah, okay. Nobody follows the Bala Mahor.
Okay, so whatever. So Rav Moshe, the way Rabbi Neuberger said over, Rav Moshe got very upset. He said, "Why are you asking me? There's a Rav in Australia, you shouldn't be asking me." And he meant, I think it was a soft stone. Oh, you went to the Balmor's house, yeah. And the Rashba's house also. Okay. How about the Rambam? You ever go to the Rambam's house?
I went to the Ben Ezra synagogue in Cairo, which is where the Geniza was. I don't think that's Gustav.
So he says like this. So he quotes the Yad Eliyahu, quotes Rav Moshe, quotes the Chayyadim, and then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, which also quotes the Chayyadim. And now he's gonna explain what he thinks the correct shot in the Chayyadim is against Rav Moshe and Yad Elyon. In the middle of the page here of 11, the first word on the line is Ayin Shom. It was the middle of that paragraph. Page 11 to left. What is the Chayyadim trying to tell us? That 6 is not good enough, you need 10, like Rav Moshe understood? Well, maybe not. The Chayyadim is maybe telling us what he says in the latter part. He says, don't think but some people think the whole idea that you have a minion, so you'll be able to say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch. And that's what you need it for. So therefore, they're not so machpid. And they're not so machpid that you have to daven together as long as there's 10 people around, even though if they're not davening together. So he says, don't think that in other words, to say Kaddish, Kedusha, you have 10 people, you have 10 people. So it doesn't matter if one guy's learning Daf Yomi and the other guy's schmoozing and the other guy's whatever. 10 people. So for those things, maybe in a Hanami. But then there's an Indian of 10 people davening together. But he's not going to say Lafuke, whether it's 6 and 4. 6 and 4 is also 10. But it's Lafuke that don't think that it's good enough if there are just 10 people around, but you need 10 people davening together. But not Lafuke 6 and 4, but Lafuke, if it's just 10 people but they're not davening, so that's not called davening b'tzibur. You do have a tzibur there in the room, but you're not called davening b'tzibur unless they're davening. So that's a toes gone, says the Horos ki hanoshim she'inim samim lev l'spal biyach atfilo yudches im tzibur choshim kiko l'spal basara rak at day v'shmo. Maybe they think that the l'spal basara is l'shmo kadosh kedusha b'orcho l'chein heim l'spalim yudches la'atzmam lo biyach atim atzibur, or they don't even have 10 people when they're davening shmo nasrei because they think that the only thing is that tolem heim. Ikrat Tfilah B'tzibur is, it's not enough just to have 10 people, or the concept of a minion is not just for those Rav Shem B'Kedusha, but there's a concept, because you might think, yeah, that would be Yechidus. But Kaddish, you can't say Kaddish B'Yechidus. So probably some people might think that maybe it doesn't mean, it has no meaning, the only meaning of 10 is by things that you need 10 for. But maybe Tfilah, that you don't need 10 for, 10 is irrelevant. So he says, no, there's a concept of Tfilah B'Tzibur. And when he says 10, it doesn't mean Lafuke 6 and 4. It means Lafuke that 10 is a meaningful thing when it comes to davening, not just for things that you need 10 for. And that's what the Chayyadim meant to say.
Lafuke, Asar
Ba'ala. Lafuke, yeah, Lafuke, that. In other words, because you might think the only time 10 is a meaningful thing is when things that you could only do when you have 10. The Machulon, the 10 is meaningful even by things that you could do without the 10. The 10 is still meaningful by tefillah, even though tefillah you don't need 10 people to daven, but still 10 is meaningful. Right. Not Lafuke that 6 and 4 is not good, but Lafuke that you might think that 10 has no significance to davening. Because I can daven b'yichidus. I can't say baruch b'yichidus. You can't say kaddish kedusha b'yichidus. So that's what the Chayyadim meant to say. But not to say that you need dafka 10. You need 10, and 6 with 4 is also 10.
Does Rav Moshe understand Chayyadim otherwise? Or
he was understanding otherwise. No. He's Rav Moshe claims that he says. He says you need 10. He says, and he quotes the third He's bringing a source from the Chayyadim and the Mishnah Berurah who quotes the Chayyadim. So the Betzalach said, the Chayyadim never said it, and the Mishnah Berurah never said it, and Shalom Al Yisrael. And I think I was told Rav Moshe Bick also held that way, not like Rav Moshe. That's 6 and 4. It's good. Then you get the full credit. Now, I asked Rav Gutman, Rav Shachter held it, that Chulah is only, Chulah is only, with the Evitz. So Rav Gutman said, he thinks that we don't pass in that way. It's 2 days in the Gemara. So Rav Gutman thought that going to that day in the Gemara, not, but he didn't think that was necessarily the halacha. And then you could say that he's still a kula. And Rav Harfinus writes a good word, a good zog, Rav Harfinus. Let me show you. I got a lot of hanah from Rav Harfinus. Ari Feldman, I'm going to show you a good zog from Rav Harfinus. He gives a zog here. Oh, okay. Page 25. Oh, this 25. Rav Harfinus is going to give a good zog. He says on the left side. I didn't put an arrow there, but or ha'omor the page. Left side, page 25. Got it? Or more, Ra'alai Hamaisa. He says, I'm very angry. I'm not happy. I shouldn't use the word angry. He's very not happy. Masha'arbe b'nei yeshivas. And he says, a lot of b'nei yeshivas. Einem rotzim l'shtatev b'tzibur she'ein asar mispalim. Because they're big, pen, like Rav Moshe and the Yan Elio. And if there's a shul that's not going to have some problem, you know what they're going
to
do? Leave. And then the other people left the shul.
And left hanging.
Without a minion. After open Shehen Gorman, Levatel Shamatzvila, while they Kachez Yechidim, Shehen Rotsim, and the other Bechidim were not the type that are going to just go to another shul. They're going to be left, Mispalim Bechidus. They show me Lokadish Lokadushi Glomar. So he's upset with yeshiva boys that are so machbid at the expense of leaving the shul, even though the shul has 6 and 4. Yeah. And he says these are 6 and 4, but they want to be machbid, the asarim is balam. So if you hold like the betzela chokma and this, then the halacha doesn't exist. But they say those people that are machbid, then they leave the shul and they leave without, so he's not happy with these people.
I never heard of such a shoe.
Right, but he didn't like that. Right, but he doesn't think. No, but the question is, would Rav Moshe tell you, to leave and.
Yeah, he wasn't opining on whether he should leave just as that particular
right.
Isn't that. Maybe he would say it's better than nothing.
Yeah, maybe he would say that these people would be able to die. And maybe you should give up your tefillah b'tzibur for other people to be able to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Marcho. So that, it could be he would not say to do that. But a lot of people, because especially the Mishnah Berurah, people in this generation in the yeshiva world, that became the safer. Not because the Chayot, the Mishnah Berurah here is just quoting the Chayot, but it's not because of the Chayot that made it to the Mishnah Berurah that became. But the Betzalel Chochma, he'll point out to you that the Chayot never really meant it, and the Mishnah Berurah never meant it, but Moshe meant it. Because that's what he doesn't think they really meant it. They only meant to say that don't think that there's no meaning to 10 in tefillah. And that's what the Chayyadim was saying. But look inside the Chayyim. He says, Igar Tefillah Mitzir Tefillah Yudches Da'ayin Shiz Pal Asara. The local Moshe Choshem Ha'amon Shalom Ikol Is Pal Basar Rav Mishum. That the only idea of having a minion, some people think is because we don't have a minion, we able to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, and they forget about this other component of Tefillah Mitzibur. That's another reason why you have to have a minion, not just to be able to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. And therefore, they don't care so much about the davening aspect of the Ten Biyachad, so they're not so machpid that they should daven together, whatever. All they need is the 10 for that. So he said, no, this is an Indian that you should have 10. But he doesn't mean to say Lafuke 6 and 4. Lafuke that those that think erroneously that 10 doesn't have a meaning to Tzvila, to Shmon Esrei, because Shmon Esrei, you could daven Biyachidus. But that's what he said. You hear, Ari? What did he say? Ari, you hear me? So that's the word. I think it's a good word. It's al chachma. As long as you hear from him. So that's the story. Then there's more to talk about. If you don't have six. What if you only have, we talked about this the other week. You have 5 and 5. Yeah, 5 and 5. So could you just maybe still say Baruch Hu, right?
Well, yesterday, I think we had 6,000 together, that minion, and then the 10 came in and did a Kedusha. What I was thinking
is, yeah, so that's a question of I was speaking to Rav Gutman about this. He says, so he thought the Pashto says you can't take Kaddish to Skabo without at least 6 Mespalim. So I looked up today in the Otzer Halachas from the Melanter Dayan in his Sefer. Then I called him to discuss a couple of things. So it was in his Sefer, he quotes as Machlokas is Sfardim and Ashkenazim. And the Kaf HaChayim says you don't need 10 Mespalim for Kaddish to Skabo. Say Baruch Hu, you don't need 10 Mespalim. If one person wants to say Baruch Hu, say Baruch Hu. So he says, look in the Sfarish and Gedolim, they held you could say Kaddish to Skabo even without Shisham. Obviously, you need a 10, everyone agrees to that. You need Shisha. In other words, for Chazaras Hashatz, you need for sure Shisha Mespalim. And the question whether it's Tefillah Mitzibur, you do what you don't. That was the whole Machloket Shir we have today. Well, the question is for Kaddish Tiskabo. So Rav Gutman thought not. And then I looked in the Sefer Otzer Halachas, he quotes that the Machloket is the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. But a lot of the Sfardish place came home. You could say Kaddish Tiskabo with 10 people and only 5. Respond, and but others, the Marsham and others, seem to say not that way. Even though I asked the Kasha to the Otzer Halachas from another place, it is safer. So he still has to look into that. So that's why the best is we should have, obviously if you have 10 respond, but to say, sometimes people are very onto to this thing, the 10 respond. I mean, okay, the Ramosha said it. He said it. I can tell you. But there could be another Mahalach other than Rav Moshe, even in the Chayodim and the Mishnah Berurahs. And we're not saying that the Mishnah Berurah is not on our side. We're saying and the Chayodim is not on the Tzelchach. We're saying he is, but 6 is good enough.
Even if we really got into Marav, it's
a shot. Well, the thing about Marav is there's no Chazar Hashat by Marav. In other words, Chazar Hashatz, you're going to need 6 Mespalim. But Marv, there's no Chazar Hashatz. That's what I asked Rav Gutman. But Rav Gutman said to me, but you'll still need the 10 for the Kaddish Tiskabo. And I said, did someone say that Peferish? So then I looked in the Sefer Otzer Halachas from the Galanta Dayan. So he quotes the sources who say, but he also quotes sources let's say you don't even need a certain spalling for cash to scabble because the kafacha and the Pachat Yitzchok and all this. Okay, so this is a fascinating thing. It just shows you that, you can read, sometimes you can read the same text that seems very feverish, but you can read it different ways. And, so it's, sometimes things aren't so simple. So,
Rabbi, what if you don't have six and seven, but the people who already davened are recovered to daven to us and have a sin?
That's very interesting. You know, that feels the double.
That's a great question. I've never heard that.
Yes, great question. I've never heard it because people usually just that don't daven the doves.
And you can ask people,
Could you ask people to daven
right before the daven?
Okay, that's something to think about. Because usually we don't do the dovas unless it's a suffix and halacha.
Well, there's a halachic reason for it, right? I wouldn't say we do it when there's a suffix. I think we only do it when there's a halachic reason to do so.
No? Okay, maybe, but. Usually we don't because. Okay, but it's something to think about, but usually we don't do that. Okay, we got to have more people post COVID. You have to get more people come back to the schools. Make sure everyone, the idea of not coming to shul, Okay, Shkoya, thank you all for coming. We had a nice meeting. Yeah, the Rav's at a counselor.
Oh, really?
The Rav's daughter-in-law's sister.